The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Nice to have you all at Mass this morning, even a little dark and rainy. You made it in. Good news from yesterday here in our parish. We had about 50 kids at a confirmation retreat for the good portion of the morning down in the hall. And then up here in the church yesterday at 11, we had about 40 of our little parishioners receive first reconciliation yesterday. And they were there, nice. Right, God's mercy, and they were prepared well and ready to pray. And then even some of their siblings came to confession too, because maybe it had been a little while, right? They came in. And then even some of the parents came in too, right? To be reconciled again to the Lord, a good sign of hope, and those in our community experiencing God's mercy. As you know, Advent is a time of hopeful waiting. And we accompany spiritually the Blessed Virgin Mary and all pregnant mothers experience who hopefully await the birth of a child, right? Carrying the child, looking forward, but also sometimes a little bit uncomfortable. At least that's what people tell me, huh? The church also hopefully waits for the coming of Christ with great hope. When the risen Christ comes again, he will fulfill the promises of the kingdom of God, as the first reading from Isaiah this morning proclaims. It's truly a restoration of the harmony and the goodness of the Garden of Eden. In Romans, Paul teaches that our hopeful waiting is sustained in endurance and encouragement by the promises of the sacred scripture, and that our hopeful waiting is supposed to be expressed in how we welcome one another. Welcoming one another as Christ welcomed us for the glory of God. In other words, read the scripture and take hope, and be nice to people. Amen. Be nice to people and kind and welcoming. During this Advent season, the gospel shows us how we can also nurture this waiting through repentance. John the Baptist calls out to the crowd coming for baptism, especially those who might presume their own righteousness. And he reminds them that we must bear good fruit as evidence of our repentance. Our faith needs to be put into action for the building of the kingdom and the service of God's people. Each year in our parish community, we provide many opportunities for those to serve those in need in our community, both within our parish and the larger community, by promoting life and the common good. Each Advent, we also partner with Catholic Community Services to provide for those in need throughout the Archdiocese. I'm pleased to welcome Aaliyah Petulit. Come on up, Aaliyah. A member of Catholic Community Services and staff member, to speak to us today for a few minutes about how we can bear fruit in the larger community as a sign of our faith and the ways in which we continue to partner together for the work of the risen Christ in the world. Welcome, Aaliyah.
Thank you, Father.
Good to see you.
Great
thanks,
to be here.
Thanks.
Well, good morning to you all. And once again, thank you, Father Brian. Excuse me. My name is Aaliyah Petulit, and it is such a treat to be at St. Stephen's this weekend. My husband, Iris, grew up in this parish, and my mom and dad-in-law, Connie and June, are still active members of the community. So while St. Vincent's in Federal Way is where I regularly worship, it's good to be in another parish that my family calls home. I serve as the Director of Mission Engagement for Catholic Community Services, and I'm very excited to talk with you about this 2025 CCS appeal and how CCS transforms the lives of our neighbors who need us most. For over a century, CCS has embodied the Church's mission to put faith into action by serving individuals and families of all beliefs facing hardship across Western Washington. This Advent season, we are once again inviting you to join us by making a gift to the CCS appeal. I am blessed to be ministering to God's people through my role at CCS, and as you can imagine, it's much more than a job. It's a vocation and an invitation to love God by loving his people and accompanying parishioners like you who wish to put their faith into action. I currently supervise both the Prepares, Pregnancy and Parenting Support, and Project Rachel programs for CCS, which help the Church express the fullness of our teaching on human dignity. As Catholics, we know that being pro-life is so much more than being anti-abortion, and I want to express my profound gratitude for the ways your parish is walking with pregnant women and young families who have, despite very challenging circumstances, chosen life. I want to especially recognize Kathleen Tanzi and Roberta Jorgensen, who tirelessly led the Prepares ministry here at St. Stephen's for 8 years. Excuse me. Because of their service and the strong foundation of ministry that they built, they are now able to pass leadership of the Prepares ministry on to the next generation of volunteers. And that includes a renewed ministry of Prepares at St. Anthony's as well. St. Stephen's Prepares will continue to walk with members of our community who need encouragement and support to become the best parents they can be. That support looks like diapers and clothing, but it also looks like the true friendship of parishioners who wish to encourage and accompany moms and dads in the challenging early years of parenthood. It looks like mentoring, connecting families with the resources they need, and journeying with them through the ups and downs of life. The impact of these sacred encounters on both parents and volunteers is profound and lasts a lifetime. Like the community of St. Stephen's, for CCS, putting faith into action means bringing needed services to the people in our communities facing hardship. Help is becoming harder to find for those who need it most. But CCS continues to step up for our neighbors, welcoming people through the doors of our shelters and permanent housing units, serving nutritious meals to people facing food insecurity, supporting independent seniors with in-home services, providing expert care to families seeking mental health support, and so much more. This is the work CCS does every day, bringing not just services, but compassion, dignity, and hope to our neighbors in need. This is what sets CCS apart from governmental or other services. We are firmly rooted in the gospel and love for our neighbor. Last year, CCS served more than 110,000 of our neighbors throughout Western Washington. This work would not be possible without your generous support. And if you're so moved, I want to invite you to consider taking an envelope today. They're on the baptismal font in the back. And you can use it by putting something inside, but there's also a QR code to scan if you'd like to make an online donation. But otherwise, I'd invite you to take an envelope and maybe take it home with you. Maybe ponder it as you continue to reflect on your blessings this Advent season. And the greatest thing about the CCS appeal is that whatever the total is that your parish collects, 25% of it will be returned to St. Stephen's to support your parish's outreach to those in need in this community. Thank you for joining me in putting faith into action this year. We are grateful for your gifts, your prayers, and your presence in our community. And once again, thank you, Father Brian, for this warm welcome. And I truly pray that you all have a very blessed Advent season.
Thanks, Aaliyah. Appreciate your time and joining us today, too. Thank you. And on behalf of the whole community, and as the pastor, I'm just happy to be able to partner with Catholic Community Services so we can serve even beyond our own parish needs and all the ways in which really all of our parishioners and our parish family are very generous to those most in need as a sign of our love for the Lord and God's people.